Lives of the companions رضي الله عنهم. Lives of the companions رضي الله عنهم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected viewers of Mother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, Lives of the Companions. In this program, we select a topic in which we choose one Sahabi Rasul, companion of the beloved Prophet, radiallahu ta'ala an. And we talk about the life and legacy of that particular personality. And today, alhamdulillah, we will be honored to discuss about Mu'adhdhin-e Rasul, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi, radiyallahu ta'ala, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. You'll be learning about this great personality who graced the face of this earth. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's take a few good intentions. My Sheikh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As we are presenting this program, we make this intention, we will do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can make this intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learned, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Ask your family members, they can come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. Inshallah, at the end of this program, you will have learned a lot and received many, many, many barakas and blessings. Today joins me back Waseem Abbas Attari. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Waseem bhai, welcome back.
Jazakallah Rizwan.
Today we are talking about a great personality whose voice echoed in the streets of Madinatul Nabi and who was the first Mu'adhdhin of Islam. We can say who is known to be the Mu'adhdhin of Islam, the one who called out Adhan. Sayyidina Bilal Habshi, radiyallahu ta'ala. What a great personality and what a great steadfastness he possessed. Indeed. And Allahu Akbar, the sacrifices and in the tests and tribulations he went through, the hardships he went through, but he remained steadfast on Islam and he taught until the day of judgment to the people, the life and legacy he spent. He showed that this is how you remain steadfast on your iman, on your faith. No matter what sort of hardships, problems they come in front of you, you do not leave your religion. You remain intact and steadfast on your religion. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Sayyidina Bilal Habashi, radiallahu ta'ala. In the start, we'll just request you, if you could please shed light some of its brief introduction for the viewers of Madinah.
SubhanAllah. You see, there's one way, Bilal ibn Rabah, radiallahu anhu. But in fact, when we look at the history at times, we come across certain individuals in the history of mankind who leave such a mark on humanity whose impact is experienced even centuries later.
No doubt.
And today we're talking about Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anh. And the personality of Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anh, he's like a shining star, a bright star. When we talk about the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he's like a shining star amongst them. And if you want to talk about his attributes, the qualities that he possessed, from the perspective of steadfastness, which you mentioned, the perseverance, determination, his steadfastness upon Islam, his eagerness and yearning to spread Islam and to give sacrifices. If any person wants to learn what determination is, if anyone wants to learn what steadfastness is, if anyone wants to learn what loyalty is, if anyone wants to learn how to love the Prophet, the life and legacy of Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu is there for us. He was a symbol of loyalty. He was a symbol of bravery. He was a symbol of devotion to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So many attributes he possessed. Simplicity, humbleness, humility was also a prominent feature of his character. And Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, the more you read about him, the more you become astonished that how steadfast he was, how many tortures he went through, but yet he remained steadfast upon Islam. We'll inshallah cover the account of his embracing of Islam, the tortures that he faced, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about him, how he was respected by other companions, how he radiallahu anhu was loved by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. His journey from being a slave, he was a slave initially, and then he became the Imam of the devotees of the Prophet. So this, his entire journey from being a slave all the way to being the leader of the Muazzinin, all the way to becoming a leader of the believers, subhanAllah, how Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is praising him, subhanAllah, it's amazing, and what sacrifices he gave. It also sheds light on the fact that big things require big sacrifices. You have to put your part in, then Allah puts barakah in it, and then you attain those ranks. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, when you talk about him, his kunya, his patronymic is mentioned as Abu Abdullah and Abdul Karim. And his father's name was Rabah and his mother's name was Hamama. And he belonged to Ethiopia, current Ethiopia, and we know that region as Abyssinia. So he was from Abyssinia.
Back in those days it was Habsha.
And his forefathers, they belonged to that region. They lived over there. And then it was his father who migrated to Arab later on. And coming to Arab, they came at a place called Sarah, and that's where he was born as well. And later on, he came and he inhabited in the city of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Now, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was a slave by birth. He was and he was taken as a slave. So the place where his father migrated from Abyssinia in Arab, which is known as Sarah, that's where he was also born. So Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was a slave by birth, and he spent his 28 years of life under slavery. And who was his master? He was a slave of Umayyah bin Khalaf, one of the staunch enemies of Islam, who was a polytheist. And despite all the tyrannies, despite all the tortures that Umayyah bin Khalaf he exercised upon Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, he radiallahu anhu remained steadfast upon Islam, and he radiallahu anhu never let go the rope of Islam. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, when we talk about him, he's amongst those fortunate seven individuals who were first in embracing Islam. SubhanAllah. The first one was of a mother, the mother of believers, Sayyidatina Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu anha. Then was the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, of a master, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Then the first leader of the believers, the most superior after the prophets, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, then Zaid bin Harsa radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu anhu, and then Sayyidina Yasir radiallahu anhu. So these are the six individuals, and then Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu was the seventh one who embraced Islam. So these are the first seven individuals who were privileged with embracing Islam. Now it is one way when we talk about his journey towards embracing Islam, that is heart-rending. When a person goes through it, what sacrifices he gave and how he embraced Islam, that leaves a person in such a state where a person ponders upon his own self, his own state, that today it's so easy for us. We have all the comforts and luxuries. But when we look at the seerah Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, what he had to go through in after embracing Islam and to remain steadfast upon it, that leaves a person completely astonished. And that kind of steadfastness, that was, even at that time, that was unprecedented. Allah. You wouldn't see that example before. And remember, when Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, he was the slave of Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was a staunch enemy of Islam. And he was also contemporary of Abu Jahl and the likes of other leaders of Quraysh, who were staunch enemies of Islam and who wouldn't leave any stone unturned to harm and damage Islam. So Umayyah bin Khalaf, at one side, he had Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu as his slave. Then there were other leaders like Abu Sufyan, at that time had not embraced Islam. Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu was his slave. So when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam invited Bilal radiallahu anhu towards Islam, and when he heard the invitation of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the teachings of Islam, he radiallahu anhu straight away instantly embraced Islam. And the account is very interesting, inshallah. We'll go through it. The account is very interesting, where Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu also became a reason, a bridge towards the embracing of Islam of Bilal radiallahu anhu, which inshallah we'll cover shortly.
Definitely.
But it's just amazing the whole journey of Bilal radiallahu anhu.
We will start respectively with Madam Shahidi talking about Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala mu'adhini Rasul, mu'adhini Islam, you can say. What a great personality to talk about, to learn from, subhanAllah. But now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that is message from a scholar. Let's listen what message is there for you, for me, for all of us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
We've got a question. Which Sahabi Rasul was martyred on 1st Muharram al-Haram? Please answer this question.
It was Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen Imamul Adilin Mutammimul Arba'een Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an, who is the second leader of the believers. The date of his martyrdom is also 1st of Muharram al-Haram. Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an embraced Islam at the age of 27. He radiyallahu an lived for 63 years in this mortal world. And as far as the caliphate is concerned, the first caliph of Muslims was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, who is the most superior amongst all the humans after the prophets. And there is no dispute in Muslims on this either. He is the most superior. And it was him who appointed Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an to be the caliph of the Muslims after him, saying that he will be the leader of believers after me. And he became the caliph as well. And he radiallahu an stayed as a caliph for 10 years, 6 months and 4 days, and served Islam and Muslims duly in this period. And then look at his blessed fortune, that for his resting place he got space inside the prophetic chamber, as in the Holy Prophet ﷺ is there. And just by his side is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and just by him is Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an. That's how fortunate he radiallahu anhu is. Every single Hajj pilgrim, every visitor of Medina, visits that very court and presents his salam. All the Muslims present their salam. They present their salam in the prophetic court and then to Shaykhain Kareemain, who are both the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, so people present salam to them. What great fortune they possessed. May Allah enrich us with their blessings, and may Allah Almighty shower mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. May we be blessed with following their footsteps. So the Islamic year, I also refer it to as Faruqi year, as it was Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu who initiated this, the Hijri year. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
MashaAllah. Respecting those of Madani Shield, we were listening a message from a scholar. And before going towards the segment, we were talking about Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. So we are talking about Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and then you were mentioning an account relating to the hardships he went through, the trials and tribulations he was put through when he accepted Islam. And the account when you were mentioning regarding Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala and his role for his acceptance of Islam. Would you please mention that?
SubhanAllah. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu Rizwan bhai is that companion who was the first one amongst the slaves to embrace Islam. Now Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu was the slave of Umayyah bin Khalif, and Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu was the slave of Abu Sufyan. Now Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu had met Prophet ﷺ even before his declaration of prophethood, and he was very impressed and he loved the Prophet ﷺ daily. Now Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu, when we're talking about his role in the acceptance of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu's embracing of Islam. Now, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam rose the slogan of Tawheed and invited people towards Islam, Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu, the slave of Abu Sufyan, who had not embraced Islam at that time, Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu was the first one amongst the slaves to embrace Islam. Now, when Abu Sufyan found out about this, that Ammar bin Yasir has accepted Islam, he tortured him immensely. He crossed all the limits of torture.
Allah.
And now, one day, there was a gathering of the leaders of Quraysh, Abu Jahl, Umayyah bin Khalaf, and others. And Abu Sufyan brings Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu amongst them. And bringing them amongst them, Abu Sufyan starts whipping Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu profusely and starts asking him, tell us, what are the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu, what does he reply? Subhanallah. He says that he teaches us that all the humans are equal. He teaches us that Allah is only one and only worship Him. And Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu, as he was mentioning this, Umayyah bin Khalaf, he started to become infuriated and he started to become very, very angry, because Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu said that Prophet says that all the humans are equal. Now, Umayyah bin Khalaf, he said, pointing towards Bilal al-Habshi radiyallahu anhu, that is this slave equal to me? This is what you're saying? Now, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all the humans are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Regardless of what caste they belong to or what color or race they belong to. Now, Umayyah bin Khalaf, when he heard this response, he became more and more enraged, more infuriated. And now he commanded Bilal radiallahu anhu, who's his slave, Umayyah bin Khalaf's slave, that hold this whip, and he commanded him that tell one slave that what is the difference between a slave and a master. So Umayyah bin Khalaf is telling Bilal radiallahu anhu to tell Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu that what is the difference between a slave and a master. Now Bilal radiallahu anhu, he held the whip because he was the slave at that time, and when he looked at the steadfastness and perseverance of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, he threw that whip on the ground.
Subhanallah.
Now, Bilal radiallahu anhu, he says that when
he disobeyed his master.
Bilal radiallahu anhu says that when I looked into the eyes of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, I realized that this is my destination, meaning Islam is my destination and something that I'm looking for. Now, Umayyah bin Khalaf, he saw that his slave, i.e. Bilal radiallahu anhu, has disobeyed him. And then he said that, oh Bilal, you disobey me? This was their mindset, this was their mentality. And he said that if you are proud upon the fact that all the humans are equal, then remember that your God is He who is your master. And there's no further scope, no further place of any other God in your life. Umayyah bin Khalaf is saying this to Bilal radiallahu anhu. And after this, now Umayyah bin Khalaf started to torture Bilal radiallahu
anhu.
He's torturing him. Now, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he had to embrace Islam because of this very account. He embraced Islam over here. And Umayyah bin Khalaf, he was severely oppressive towards Bilal radiallahu anhu. And what was his practice? Now, Bilal radiallahu anhu has accepted Islam and he's under the slavery of Umayyah bin Khalaf. What he would do, that every day, mid-afternoon, right when the heat would be at its peak, he would take Bilal radiallahu anhu out of the prison and he would make him lie upon his back on the scorching, blistering sand of Arab. You can imagine, right in the mid of the day, what would be the state of the sand. He would make him lie flat on his back. Only this punishment and this oppressiveness, this torture is enough. But what he would do, he would place a huge rock upon his chest after doing that. And in this state, not only this is one way, in this state he would whip him non-stop, consecutively. And he would keep doing this and doing it, doing this and doing this. And in the midst of all this, Bilal radiallahu anhu would still proclaim, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. And for many days, Bilal radiallahu anhu would be kept hungry, starving, but there wasn't even a slightest of difference between in the determination and perseverance of Bilal radiallahu anhu. And in the midst of all these tortures, oppressions, Umayyah bin Khalaf would ask him that, who is your Lord? Who is your God? And Bilal radiallahu anhu would reply that, my God, my Lord is same as Muhammad's God, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And listening to this answer would make Umayyah bin Khalaf even more angry. And he would then say that this means that you're denying other gods. And then Bilal radiallahu anhu would reply that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Amin and he's one. Even in the midst of all this, Rizwan Bey, the Tawheed that Bilal radiallahu anhu is mentioning also reflects the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He's saying, my Lord is the same as the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu was also replying that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said this. He has said that everyone is equal in the sight of Allah, in the court of Allah. So even between the steadfastness and everything, we come to know that the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was a prominent feature. And Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, he says that one day I passed by Bilal radiallahu anhu, and at that time he was made to lie upon such hot, scorching, blistering pebbles, Rizwan Bhai, that they were so hot that if a raw piece of meat was placed on those pebbles, that would even be cooked. That's how hot those pebbles were upon which Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu was placed.
Now you went to Arab Sharif now.
Allah Akbar.
And you could have noticed this scorching Allah heat, but even this time.
People avoid going out in the afternoon over there.
And nowadays, even some people, they've got other facilities also, air conditioning.
There's one way. If I have to go out there in the middle of the day, I know that 10 minutes later, I would be back in the air conditioner. In the AC, yeah. I would be back. But still, I would be, you know, a bit, I would think twice. Yeah. You know? But Bilal radiallahu anhu, he says that due to the oppressions and tortures of Umayyah bin Khalaf, my back was all wounded.
Definitely. Can you imagine sand...
Allah.
And then scorching heat, and how does that sand becomes hot in that scorching heat of the
Allah
sun
Allah.
In the weather like in Arab?
Some people they cook tea on hot sand.
Allah.
And Bilal radiallahu anhu saying that my back was wounded and blood would come out of it.
Yeah, because he was put onto that hot sand naked
Allah
from his back.
Gee.
There was no cloth in between the sand and his back, and that's how he would put. And on top of that stone.
And on top of that whip, you know, and Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, this is not a Rizwan, this is one form of tortures that he faced.
Yeah.
Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, he says that before embracing Islam, he went to Makkah al-Mukarramah and he said that I saw Bilal radiallahu anhu in such a state that there was a big rope around his neck. And children of Makkah, they were holding that rope and they were dragging him around in Makkah. So Umayyah bin Khalaf and other leaders, this is what they would do to Bilal radiallahu anhu. They would put a long rope around his neck, hand it over to the children of Makkah, and they would, ma'azallah, drag him around in Makkah. But Bilal radiallahu anhu would utter only one statement, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. And there's one way, you see, whether it is mocking someone, whether it is torturing someone, from every aspect we see that Umayyah bin Khalaf and the leaders of Quraysh, they crossed all the limits to try that Bilal radiallahu anhu denounces Islam.
Had he accepted what they wanted, then he would not face all these
indeed,
hardships.
Indeed, he wouldn't.
All problems, you know, only because he was believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet.
Psychologically, they put him down. They ridiculed him. If today someone mocks me, if you mock me, if you ridicule me, I would lose all my courage to do that task.
Mm.
But they tried their utmost, whatever they could, psychologically, physically, whatever they could. They tried, and this is the greatness of the Sahaba, the difference between us and them, the sacrifices they gave, whether it was mental sacrifices, whether it was physical, whether it was psychological, whatever it was, they remained steadfast upon Islam, and they showed that humanity was steadfast.
This actually means the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised these individuals in the Quran itself.
Subhanallah.
Now, because of these sacrifices, when you put through to the tests, you see, and tribulations and sacrifices and hardships you face, the more you face, the more closer you get to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the case of Anbiya Kiram. The more hardships they faced, the more they were tested in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more closer they were in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam himself said that I've been
tested
the most tested amongst all Anbiya Kiram. Tribulations and trials, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was put was the most. And this is why, one of the reasons why Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about these Sahaba ikram who were tested and they were put into trials and tribulations in such a way that we have been discussing, that even when we talk about it, see, we start trembling. And we get scared that what was this form of oppression? Astaghfirullah, and how cruel people they lived on the face of this earth, the way they treated them. Now, when you go through all this, that what in'am you get, the in'am you get from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what I would like to just mention here. When Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, and he faced all this, And then inshallah we'll also discuss how he was freed, right? And then once he got freed, and then he used to come and sit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only him, but likes of Sayyidina Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiyallahu ta'ala and Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala, and they used to sit in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What actually happened was, once the kuffar, the non-believers said, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poor people sit with you,
Allah,
sit around you," because they were mentioning to Sayyidina Suhaib Rumi radiyallahu anhu, Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala,
they were poor sahaba,
and Sayyidina Bilal Habshi, because they were slaves before and then they accepted Islam. And now they said that the poor people sit with you, around you, and we feel ashamed when we sit with them.
Allah,
this was their
Allah.
Arrogance. This is one of the signs of arrogance, ulama, they've mentioned in the book Takabbur, that if you have got such feeling, that you feel low while sitting with poor people, and you class them degraded, devalued, okay, low, astaghfirullah, and you feel yourself a bit high, astaghfirullah, and this is a very clear sign of takabbur. So they said that we feel ashamed while sitting with these people, and this was the practice of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they put a condition to the court of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam: if you get them out of your court,
right,
then we will accept your faith, we will embrace Islam, and then we will be sitting with you, we will be presenting ourselves in your...
So they place this condition, right?
If you remove these individuals who are poor who sit with you, and upon this, Allahu Akbar, because Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala and other Sahaba ikram who they used to sit on their shan, okay, in their excellence, you can say, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals an ayah of the Quran.
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-An'am, verse 52, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَةِ.
Subhanallah.
Right? And the translation of this verse is, and do not keep away from your gatherings those who call upon their Lord in the morning and in the evening, seeking his pleasure. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these kuffar, they have come with this condition to you, but do not remove these individuals from your court.
Allah.
Who is stopping? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is stopping. Now when this hukum came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that do not remove them from your gatherings, these individuals, right? Because these are pious people, these are people who call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do ibadah in the morning and in the evening of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their ibadah is such ibadah which has no show of ostentation whatsoever, right? And they do not have any greed of this world, of this dunya, right? And they do ibadah, yuriduna wajha, and their ibadah is just for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, this is what you get reward when you go through hardships, when you do face these tribulations, these trials, and then this is what, subhanallah, you get. And this is also, finally, I would like to just end here, that Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala says that when the ayahs revealed, the state of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was such that when he would sit with us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we would take permission to go, then we would leave. Otherwise, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would not leave us alone and would walk away from us. This was the state after the ayahs which were revealed in the shan of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Suhaib Rumi and Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala. This is the status, and because these people, they faced so many hardships which you just described, and you did not describe all.
I couldn't describe them all.
Just a little glimpse we just saw.
I couldn't do justice to the sacrifices they went through. The words cannot define
but
that.
But this is the reward you attain.
You know, we're talking about the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu will be the first one to enter paradise.
Subhanallah.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this.
Allah.
That Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu will be the first one to enter paradise. And when the companions asked, even before you, Ya Rasulullah,
Subhanallah.
And the Prophet replied, yes, even before me, because he'll be holding the rein, the bridle of my camel upon which I would be riding and entering paradise, the rein of my ride. And Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, look at the honor given to Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, that he'll be holding the rein of the right of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam whilst leading him in paradise.
We'll continue from here, Wasim Ibazbay. Now it's the time to include one segment, that is words of wisdom. Let's include that segment in our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum.
Words of wisdom which we have got for you. Example of a good and bad wife. If a virtuous woman is in the nikah of a righteous man, her example is like a gold crown placed upon the head of the king. Whereas if an evil woman is in the nikah of a righteous person, her example is like a heavy burden which an old man is carrying. And this has been quoted from Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, respective views of Madani Shell, this was the words of wisdom in today's episode. Today we're talking about Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mu'adhini Islam, Mu'adhini Rasul. You were discussing the fadail and excellences of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Definitely, in one program we cannot cover his excellence, and hopefully we'll have to do another episode also. Again, if we do many episodes, we won't be able to cover his life and legacy. But we, in this program, we try to highlight few features from the blessed lives, and then we can share with views of Madani Channel. But inshallah, we'll talk further in detail. You were talking about the especially the account, if you don't mind mentioning the way he got freed from the court.
The how he had freedom was again courtesy to the most superior after the Prophet, our master, our leader, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who excelled many Sahaba, in fact all the Sahaba when it came to piety. So what happened was that once Umayyah bin Khalaf, he took Sayyidina Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu in an open ground and tied him to a wooden pole. And not only this, after tying him to a wooden pole in scorching heat, he started to whip him profusely.
Allah.
Badly, he started to whip him. Now, even in the midst of this, it's written in the books, one way, that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu would keep proclaiming, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. And Umayyah bin Khalaf, he kept whipping Bilal radiallahu anhu. And this entire exercise was going on, and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he shut his eyes and he raised his face towards the sky. And in the midst of all this, the whips are being, he's being whipped continuously. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he would pass by there on daily basis and see this scene. And he would often think about that, how can he get Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu freed from this oppression? So one day eventually he said to Umayyah bin Khalaf that until when are you going to oppress this oppressed individual or this poor individual? Now Umayyah bin Khalaf, he said that in reply to him, that if you feel so sorry for him, then why don't you buy him? Why don't you free him? Now over here we need to just stop for a second and we need to understand the concept of slavery and what did it mean to free a slave. Today, of course, we have to understand everything in its entirety, the contextual background, what it meant back in those days. At the time and era, this was something very, very big to free someone from slavery, and only the rich of the rich of the rich would perhaps be able to do, or some people would have to like give everything of theirs to free someone. So upon this, Umayyah bin Khalaf said that, why don't you free him up? Why don't you buy him then? Upon this, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, straight away, instantly, he said, okay, I'll buy him then, I'll free him. And he asked him for how much he would free him for. He asked for 200 dirhams, which was a very big amount. And not only that, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also offered him to exchange another slave of his. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that he is even more healthier and more stronger than Bilal ibn Rabah. So if you look at practically, that very slave would have been more handy to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was healthier, he was stronger in everything. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu exchanged this very slave. He gave him that very slave who was healthier, who was stronger, and took Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and freed him. And after taking him, so the concept was that you buy the slave from the other person and he comes under your slavery now. So on step one, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu paid the amount, exchanged the slave, and now Bilal radiallahu anhu comes under the slavery of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And after that, he radiallahu anhu frees him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After getting Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, making him his own slave, he frees him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rank that Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu attained, again we spoke about him being the first one to enter paradise. Not only this is one way. On the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he heard the footsteps of Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu in paradise. And Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this, that I heard the footsteps of Bilal radiallahu anhu in paradise. And when he alayhi salatu wasalam asked Bilal radiallahu anhu, which is of course for our teaching, for our understanding, that what action is it that made you attain such a rank, that I heard your footsteps in paradise. And Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, maybe our generations we sacrificed upon the dust particles of the blessed shoe of Bilal radiallahu anhu. He says that every time I perform wudu, I offer 2 rak'ah salah, tahiyyat al-wudu, which we know as. And this is the action that he mentioned in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which made him attain this rank.
Respected Mr. Fadlishan, now let's include one segment in our program. And that segment is, did you know? Let's find out. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Lies of the companions رضي الله عنهم
Wasim Abbas, in this segment we've got a few questions. Inshallah, we'll ask from each other. The idea is that we can learn, inshallah, increase our knowledge, others can also.
Inshallah.
Which blessed companion are known as Shaykhan?
Subhanallah. The first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, are known as Shaykhain Kareemain.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah. Question for you, Rizwan Bhai. Who is called the host of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?
Ji. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu is called the host of Rasul
sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Which companion led Salah while the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was ill?
Subhanallah, it was none other than Abdur al-Bashir Ba'd al-Anbiya, the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And there's one question for you, that which companion prepared the blessed grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?
Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu prepared the blessed grave of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Question for you. Tell the names of the companions radiyallahu anhum who had the privilege of lowering the blessed renowned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the luminous grave.
SubhanAllah, it was the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Fadl bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Qusim bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu.
MashaAllah. These were a few questions, respected viewers. I hope you must have increased your knowledge. Today we are talking about Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala. And inshallah, we'll continue talking about this great personality. Now it's the time to include one segment, that is final segment in our program. Let's include that, the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lies of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Contributing towards the construction of the house of Allah, the masjid, or to ornament and beautify and embellish the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to benefit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, is a great act worthy of reward. And if we look at our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they did such acts, subhanallah. In one narration, we're told that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala passed by the masajid in the month of Ramadan Kareem. This narration is in Kanzul Ummal. And he saw that oil lamps were lit in those masajid. And obviously this benefits the believers, this benefits the participants, the attendees of the masjid. So when he saw this and he looked at this, he made the following dua. May Allah Almighty illuminate the grave of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, just as he illuminated the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So partake in constructing masajid, beautifying masajid, embellishing masajid, benefiting the believers who come to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah your grave will also be illuminated. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions,
yes, respectfulness, today we are talking about Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Any other feature at the end? We've got just a couple of minutes rather. I think time is nearly up.
Let's see.
What would you like to just
so
mention?
Many features, Zanvi. I mean, you see earlier at the beginning of the of the episode, we were talking about anything you want to learn. Determination, loyalty, love of the Prophet, steadfastness, perseverance, you name it. From every aspect, we see Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu to be our true guide, to be a beacon of guidance for us to look up to. There are many other things, inshallah. You've touched upon the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his loyalty to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, in our next episode, we'll talk more on this subject. But as for now, what we need to sort of question ourselves, in a way, that we've just touched upon a smallest of the glimpse of the tortures that Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu and other Sahaba, they had to go through, and what they endured, what they bore for the steadfastness of Islam, and they did not denounce Islam. There was no complaint on their tongue. All they said
no compromise.
Was no complaint, no nothing. They always rose the slogan of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In light of this, this is that moment where we need to question ourselves, that what is the state of our faith. And I would like to close on this remark, Usman Bhai, that in the midst of all this, we come to know the strong faith that Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu possessed. And I was reading a quote at a place, Rizwan Bhai, that faith is not an attribute, it is a gift of Allah.
Subhanallah.
It is a gift of Allah. He gives it to his chosen servants.
You should value that gift.
You should value that gift. And to value that gift, how to value it, look at the seerah of Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu. We don't have to go through those struggles and those difficulties which Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu went through. It's very easy for us
today. We shouldn't take it for granted.
We shouldn't take it for granted. On smallest of the issues, we complain and all this and that. We shouldn't do that. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should stay away from complaining and all the blessings that we have. We should thank Allah Almighty. Be steadfast upon Islam. And inshallah, next week, we'll touch upon more features and virtues of Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu.
Beautiful. MashaAllah. Respecting Muzaf Tanisha, what a beautiful message at the end. We learned that we should remain steadfast upon our faith, upon Islam, because this is the biggest ever treasure we possess.
Indeed.
Our faith, our Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that we remain Muslim, we live as Muslims, we die as Muslims, and when we raise in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we raise as believers. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, inshallah, and the topic will be Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala. Keep watching my Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum. Lives of the companions.